Dear Chicago.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago?
Chord slow songs.
Okay.
So fast rock songs or fast songs, I think, are honestly better.
Especially for the pre-show.
Yeah.
It's really, we're there to basically warm people up for.
Okay.
But there are no lack of rocks or of slow songs.
Daniel Brewer has actually purchased a jacket with patches.
Hot damn.
And you didn't bring it to Vegas?
He probably did it after Vegas because he just told me that we should bring it in person.
Oh.
I am feeling very validated. It's all about D. It's going to be...
It's all about the D. The dick.
We were talking about how long I would be validated for since Hendrik came all the way from Germany to see us.
That's some 17-hour round trip.
We guess
Leland
kind
says
of
about 3 months.
3 months. But then we're like, maybe he can last six because Hendrik is coming to our wedding, which is about 6 months away. So then maybe he could last a year without bitching.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And then I said, can we get some more international listeners to come see us next year?
I would love if more listeners came.
Is it hail? Oh, I hope my car don't get...
It's not hail.
Okay.
I would love, I love the listeners this year. They were amazing.
There was a lot of them this
year.
There
was a lot. And I got I heard a lot of comments about how the chat room was really empty. And I'm like, everyone was like, well, they're all sitting right in front of you.
And actually, sometimes I don't think it was that empty.
It wasn't.
Just like it's hard to not sit through, but be at everyone's shows because they're so long and it's a long period of time. It's a long time to sit at home on your computer and be active in a chat room. I mean, I would probably, like in the fall when we didn't do, or when you did a show and we were busy, I listened to the live shows while I was in transit because we were traveling and we were busy, but there's no way I could be in the chat room for that long just because I couldn't do it. And like people like Kyle Hawaii and Toppy Smelly, I mean, they're
Ed
like,
Chan.
Yeah, hardcore. I think every show I was at, they were in the chat room.
Yeah.
Daniel Brewer said he'll wear it on your wedding cruise.
Are they going to?
Does this mean you're going? Is it official?
Nice.
So excited.
So anything else new besides Pride 48? I think we kind of covered most of Pride 48. It was amazing. Everyone should come again.
Have to go.
And there was no sickness.
No.
Did you talk about that?
Oh, we did talk about
there
it.
There was no sickness.
I said we came back and we were pretty
congested.
Healthy.
Yeah, I was sick, but it wasn't sickness. I'm officially allergic to smoke, and so I had allergy issues that I had to like totally drug up on. But I didn't have, I'd have a fever, not contagious.
My doctor gave me a steroid and Singulair to take while I was there, so I think that helped a lot.
Yeah, I'm just officially have I'm just allergic to smoke.
It sucks. Although I didn't think it was bad this year as it was last year.
No, because I didn't start to like the snot was happening the whole time and the pressure, but it was right at the end when I like completely lost the voice and was that. But then when as soon as we got home, the sleep, when you're cleansing it all out, that rain just sounds amazing. And it smells like fresh rain and pot.
Is it wafting up from our downstairs?
Yes,
neighbor?
It is. But anything else happening in your life?
A lot of people are alarmed that I shaved my head, which is not the first time I've done it.
I walked in and I thought, oh my God, chemo.
Check to see if we're still connected because I just lost the room.
Oh no.
To check our live stream.
I'm still in there and it looks like we're recording.
Okay, good.
I think we're good.
It must just have been my computer.
Yeah, we're good.
Good.
Check it. Check out my melody.
What else do I have going on?
How's your dogs?
Ivy was sick.
No, it was
Izelle.
Izelle that was grooving to
was that hilarious?
That was funny. What was the song?
It was Britney Spears' new song.
Yeah. Did you see that video?
No.
Holy shit.
You should watch it.
It was the new Work Bitch song and she was humping the provider's leg on the bed.
She's
to the beat.
Deaf.
To the beat.
I know, that's the best part.
But she was humping it to the beat. That was the greatest thing. It was like
Well,
I said, even my deaf dog loves Britney Spears' new song.
Well, maybe it must have some kind of rhythm that just gets her like on.
Damn, they said I look like a neo-Nazi.
Well, that's coming from RC. Girl, please.
I know so that. Yeah, Ivy was sick this week, so I had to spend like one night with her in the living room. Like, I had to get up like every hour. It sucked.
That's Azelle. Yeah. All up on.
The provider. Is this the link?
No, it's a video. It's a picture.
Oh.
What were we talking about pre-recording that we said we should talk about on the show? I forget what it was. It was something like that was going on. I don't know.
Oh, your work stuff? No. Working with women. That's all we've ever worked with are women.
Yeah, so there's shit going down at my work, and I don't know what it means or what's happening.
Luke, that is so bad. Neo-Nazi isn't necessarily a bad look.
Well, it depends. If you like rough trade, which some people do like that kind of oi-oi kind
like
of...
suspenders and,
you know, spit on your I know a lot of people who like that, so...
Spit on your
But, so anyway, shit's going down at work. So I'm on PTO for the next 2 days because I have... My lesbians are getting married. And so I've got to go and do that stuff.
Wow, I can't wait to go. Oh.
You weren't invited. Can't invite everyone, Ricky. Can't invite
if
everyone.
You're still not invited, can you do you still get something for them? I mean, that's okay, right? That you do get them. Like, if you get them something, it's not going to make them feel bad or whatever, right?
No, because sometimes people...
No!
No, because sometimes people rather do the registry because...
You said
they can't. Because they can't go. You know, that's like, I can't be there, but congratulations, here's a gift from us. So that's very appropriate. It's not weird.
Okay.
Not weird at all. So anyway, I had this meeting today basically where I was told that I am going to have a new boss starting tomorrow and my job is changing, but they can't tell me anything about it until tomorrow because there's big announcements happening tomorrow. You know someone's getting fired. However, the thing that I realized is that my new boss is a guy. I haven't had a male direct superior, actual like supervisor or... you know, mentor in probably 12 to 15 years. And especially in healthcare, it is very odd because especially in insurance, it is dominated by women, except for when you get to the vice president and above level, then it's all guys. So the director that I report to, it's like, oh, it's a man.
How are you going to suck up to him?
I'm so used to being one of the girls. Right.
He works from home. How is that?
I'm so used to being one of the girls.
Phone sex.
And have spent my life being amazing at navigating workplace violence between women.
Which can be very violent.
Yes. And understanding, I know this will piss some of people off, but understanding the importance of knowing cycles.
You called them weeping vaginas.
Did I say?
You called them weeping vaginas.
Well, I call them that when women don't get along in the office and they have problems with each other and then it becomes this big bitch fight. And I would have used that in a guy term anyway. Like, you totally then are weeping vaginas. Because it's like, please, could one of you grow some lady balls and like just shut up?
Stop
and, like,
bumping moms.
Yes.
Gross.
But I've never had... But I don't...
Stop flicking the bean.
It is different. I mean, does anyone else agree? Or chat room?
I work with all women.
Do you agree that having your superior being male is different than if they're a female?
It is.
It's also different if your superior is gay, because that's how mine is.
Is he, like, rude to you? Because...
No.
And I know how some, like, gay people on gay people are like...
Here's the thing. I actually find that I sometimes get special treatment because of that.
I like...
Blowies.
I'm actually more comfortable being gay with the females because half the time they really enjoy the fact that I'm a guy yet get things that they're coming from. Or, for instance, my last boss, who was still new to me, loved seeing...
Finally, period talk.
Loved seeing Amanda Lynn's pictures. Like, she goes, I love drag queens. I can't believe she's prettier than I am. I'm jealous. I want pictures after every show. And so I send her pictures after every show. Like, she knew what bears were because she wanted to know what I was doing Memorial Weekend during Bear Pride. And so I kind of told her. And she's like, that's fascinating and amazing. Go have fun and drink lots.
I would never talk to my coworkers
about that. I'm not having
that.
That was my boss. I'm not having that conversation with my new guy boss because he's very straight-laced. and I don't know much about him. If I remember correctly, he's handsome and a Daniel Brewer kind of handsome.
Oh my God, Turnip said Betty White questions why you would want to grow balls because they're soft and sensitive. She said you should grow a vagina because they can take a pounding.
No, Betty White did say that, and I think that's an amazing quote.
Hilarious.
However, when two vaginas are pounding each other's vaginas, someone
gets so aggravated.
Much gets done.
Someone needs to grow something so that there's like, hey, shiny thing.
All that tension.
I don't know.
I can imagine like bumping all that tension together and not wanting to like just insert a finger or something.
Now, I will say DeAndre said straight women are the best supervisors, then gay men, next straight men, then gay women. And I do think that I somewhat agree because my experience with lesbian bosses is a little on the, they shoot up the rank pretty quickly, but they're kind of the hardest to work for because they're most demanding out of everyone. I think that it depends on the straight woman to gay guy, depending on what type of job it is. Like me as a gay guy, as a supervisor, a frontline staff, I was their dream boss because I had fun. I got the job done. However, I think that when you get up the level, it kind of depends because gay bosses can also be bitchy. And when you get in leadership where they don't get into the minutia of the work and they're trying to do the puppet strings, that's some really hilarious bitchiness that happens on some of my coworkers where I'm like some of them I know well enough and I'll be like, girl, like, and they'll just respond back with, shut up. And I'm like, no, you just totally pulled out like your earrings, took off your heels and said, please hold these for me in that meeting.
Someone hold my hoops.
I think it's different for women too, because Farrell just said, I think guys are easy to work with. No catty or no cycles. So probably for a girl, a guy boss is like a dream come true.
I also think it depends on who you are. And Farrell, I think, has a point. My old boss was a female and she hated having female bosses because she was a really strong-headed, obnoxious woman. And so she butt heads with any other female in power. Like, and she knew, she goes, I can't work for women. She goes, I can't work.
I quit.
Yeah.
It's well, over.
She ended up quitting.
Oh,
when her boss changed from a guy to a girl.
Damn, she was for real. She's like, I'm out of here.
That wasn't the reason.
Oh,
actually,
okay.
It kind of was because they knew each other from an old company and already hated each other.
Oh,
yeah,
that's the best.
Yeah, it's not really the best, but it's kind of.
It is. See, it's interesting to see two women like go at each other, but not even talk to each other. They're like eyeing each other, like, bitch, I will fucking kill you.
Well, they're also,
and then they're emailing each other
in my,
like, all their friends. I'm like, y'all better not send that shit over email.
In conference calls, I love
with their nails.
Well, conference calls, I love because you hear that and you hear the ding, ding, ding from our office communicator when people are having a fight. But when guys fight in our meetings, it's hilarious because it's more like, are you serious? Like, they're like actually calling people out.
Get over yourself.
That's the silliest thing that I have heard all week. What makes, like, and it's like, oh shit, that was pretty straightforward.
Farrell, you should not be offended.
Farrell, you should not be offended because I don't think you would be like that.
Comments like these are generalized and not specific to a gender.
Well, no, but I think.
Or sexuality.
No, what I meant though by my statement is that I think it depends sometimes if you are a male or a female on who your boss is to you as well.
Yes.
Because, you know, I think we could blanketly say that straight women and gay men are the best bosses, period. But.
Period.
Period. But I think women...
Wait, can we now, instead of saying period, can we say men or straight women and gay men are the best bosses? Menstruation?
Melinda.
Very long.
Melinda. No more period now. It's Melinda talk.
Melinda. Luke also was mentioning how he's like, it really... And then this kind of goes back to what Farrell was like, should I be offended? No, this is a very general thing because there are some straight men... Like Luke pointed out in the chat room that he works with, that the deal, like the shipping and stuff with like refrigerators, or I guess what it was. But he said they are the queeniest guys that he's ever seen. And I will say that the staff that I have at my building, they are the most sensitive men that I've ever dealt with. And it's like a little 5-pound Chihuahua dog bit me. I need to go to the emergency room. No. Like, for real, the dog just his tooth didn't even break your skin.
Yeah, well, I think obviously we're talking. Well, obviously we're also talking generalizations,
right?
Because let me tell you, I have worked.
No, Melinda's going bye-bye.
I have worked with some gay men who were not my bosses, who I knew were the worst bosses ever because they were just idiots. And, you know, they might have been fun, but, you know, they couldn't manage themselves out of paper bag. They, you know, were not a very good leader. They were an awful mentor. But they just made things fun, you know. So it really just, it does depend on the person, the situation, the
job. Absolutely. Yeah.
What else do we have?
I don't know.
You guys got something going on?
Well, no, we have the wedding this weekend, Amanda Lynn's performance. We have not had.
We are so fucking busy the next We have not had
a moment in our apartment without a visitor in probably a month. And we have someone here 3 out of the 4 weeks in October.
Ooh.
Well, we had Catherine. We had the college student who normally stays with us when she can't. She was here through Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And then she left, and as she walks by, Bradley's sister is here on vacation. So she's been chilling with us for the last week, and she's here for like another week and a half. And then we have a break.
Well, we have, let's see.
You're going to have twice a week? You're going to have people in here for the month of October?
We have the first weekend we're going back to Indiana.
I'm talking about people staying here, not coming to visit.
Is Luke staying with you guys?
I don't think Luke has not confirmed that he is coming to Chicago for Halloween.
Oh.
However, Brian from Game Night Guys is.
Oh, okay.
He's coming for a birthday party and he is staying with us.
Yeah. And then.
Isn't that special?
Catherine's mom's.
You don't have a spare room. Yeah, Catherine's mom's coming to visit. That's the college student. Her mom is coming to stay with us to visit her daughter for a week.
Brenda's coming this weekend. We forgot. Your face, like, what?
I was like, wait, I really literally thought, I was like, well, I feel really bad. We have not worked this into our plan. How are we going to fit this in? I was like, I don't know how we can fit in another thing this
weekend.
We'll
get back to you.
I thought you were being for real.
I was like,
what? That's awful.
Sorry
about it. So in October is our third annual horror festival where I have curated 13 films throughout the month and a field trip. We will also
put those on my calendar.
You could actually subscribe to the calendar. That's
I tried. It wouldn't work.
I'll send it to you again then.
Okay.
Because it's the same link as last year. I just update the calendar.
Maybe because you were on the beta iOS.
I don't know. Either way. So it's at least 2 a week until Halloween week. And then it's like every night. We'll show the movies if 2 people or 25 people come. You never know. And they're a lot of fun. They end up always being double features depending on the audience. We'll also find time somewhere in there to go to the haunted houses again. Out in the suburbs, because
we also need to go up to Six Flags.
We need to go.
We
to
had
Six
a
Flags.
Pass, and we never fucking used that shit this year.
We did last year, like a good amount.
And now, and we all have free parking this year, so we don't have to go together either.
Yeah.
So Brian is coming. Halloween
Ed Chan.
Weekend.
Hi, Ed Chan. Was he in?
So
here
I'm
forever?
Sure he's going to do a show with us, right? Why is he here?
He's only here for the weekend. So I don't know if we'll have time to record just because of the timing. But if we can, we'd always do it. Mm. And then
we'll bring back the porn for the blind segment.
One of my good friends, Paige, her and her 16-year-old son are coming a Thursday through Sunday. The weekend his performance to come see some horror films because she wants to force him to watch.
Oh my god!
Some classics because he's just
she's a cool mom. I'm not like any of those regular moms. I'm a cool mom.
You want a drink?
And he's kind of
a condom.
No, she'll do the condom and let him sip, but she's pretty strict after that. But he's a total pussy when it comes to horror films, and it kills her. Like he cannot.
Some people can't handle it.
He can't handle them, and it kills her.
She's gonna make him kill someone.
So back when he was like 13. She requested from me like a list of non-scary or non-gory horror films that she could give him an education on that could baby step him up into classics.
Is he coming to see Carrie?
He's coming to see the original Carrie and then going to be able to the movie theaters to see the new one.
I cannot wait.
This is going to be exciting.
And she's excited even though she thinks it might be a little much. Since he's the same age as everyone in it, he's hoping that he'll find some like joy or connection in it.
But the old one really isn't that scary.
No, but it's still suspenseful and gross.
The noises and stuff are kind of scary.
Yeah.
You know what I'm most excited about?
What?
Peanuts and candy corn.
Yes. Because there's a couple guarantees when you come to Wayland's Horror Fest. One.
Chips.
There's going to be chips. There will be Chicago mix popcorn. So that's a mixture of caramel corn and cheddar. And there will always be a very large bowl of peanuts mixed with candy corn because it tastes like a payday.
Several bowls.
We don't. I actually go to Costco and buy it in bulk, and I mix it in bulk, and then I just refill every night for the month.
It's so good. I love it.
Yeah.
We actually,
you do eat a lot of it.
I do, and then I made my own at home.
It's amazing.
It's like, so good.
It's amazing how it tastes like a payday. Like, it literally...
Is payday, like... Because I know some places don't have certain candy bars. Like, here, they don't have zero candy bar. Like, the actual zero bar.
Well, I've seen them here before, but I don't think they're as popular. So, I don't think that they're in every... Like, yeah. They may be popular in other markets, but it depends on your store.
Like, whatchamacallits. Do they sell those here?
Mm-hmm. I don't know about here, but but in Indiana, we did.
Yeah.
And we're not too different than what Chicago would have. Paydays, I didn't think would be regional.
Do you guys remember? Do you guys know the big red gum?
Big red gum.
Yeah, that's the huge popular thing in Nebraska, and I think it's only because it's
you like have nothing big else red. Better to do.
No, fuck you. It is because of the Huskers. They're red, and it's go big red.
Did so you see this red. Big red dot on my nose that's like about to bust through?
Yeah,
that off. I am trying to keep myself from squeezing.
I had one of those as fuck. Soon as we got back from. Pride 48. It was like right. I looked in the mirror and I'm like, no, because it will show up in every picture.
It's so red and purple.
I got one on the inside of
those
my nostril.
Hurt. Like the ones that are on the inside.
It's like right here on the edge, so I can't like maneuver my fingers enough well to do it.
But no, big red gum. We grew up on the only gum that we could afford was anything like big red or juicy fruit
stripes.
So juicy fruit. Anything that was like the Wrigley gum. That was all we could.
Do they still make fruit stripes?
I think I've seen it. That stuff was both good and awful.
It like, lasted like 3 seconds.
If.
And I'm pretty sure they probably all tasted the same, but it just seemed.
Yeah. And Conjuring, we all really liked it.
Did I haven't you like seen it?
Oh, it's, you didn't see it?
You'll love it because it's scary.
Yeah, it's scary. It's very classic scary, but it's almost an updated classic scary. It's good.
Okay.
Pawnee La La. Which I love the remake of the name because it's no longer confusing and it makes me smile. Says, hell yes, they do sell fruit stripe gum.
Oh, okay.
I got kicked out of the chat room.
Ricky
sorry.
B left a payday at some restroom trash can.
Oh, you weren't my God, here, that reminds
you
me.
You weren't here for that. Ricky admitted that he had to go so bad and the bathroom toilet at the Walgreens or Walmart was so gross.
No, Sears.
Or at Sears. That he brought the trash can in and actually pooped in the trash can.
Shut up.
When? I had to, like, a couple years ago when I lived in Florida.
Oh,
that's but gross. I'm serious. The bathroom was disgusting. Like, somebody had, like, just shit all over the place. And there was no way to wipe it up. And I'm not touching anything that has that.
Yeah.
Like, it's disgusting. Poop and shit on it.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So I shit in a trash can. I covered it up. So, you know, I was generous. I covered it up.
I pooped in an alley in the ghetto of Minneapolis.
Oh my God.
Did you?
Yeah, because...
They have ghettos there?
There's ghettos everywhere. But because of it, there were nothing open past 10. And all the gas stations would lock their inside, and you'd have to do everything from the little window.
How did you do it? Did you take your pants completely off?
That's what I asked the same question.
Because I'm trying to think, or did you lean up against a building?
I leaned up against the fence.
Oh, the fence.
I was strategic.
Nice.
I was strategic. I know how to aim the squirt.
Well, okay.
I'm not very good at that, I don't think. I don't think I've ever pooped outside. Like,
I'm telling you, when you grow up and you have like serious digestive issues and or stomach issues, when you have to go, you kind of get over a lot of the whole like I used to be so poop shy that was part of the problem that I wouldn't go at school, and then I got myself sick, and so then I'd have like a private pass to go to the nurse's office, and they called it my bathroom because our bathrooms in my high school, they had removed the doors from all stalls.
Oh my God. They did that at our school too.
So there were no private places for you to go. And so I made myself sick by not going. And then so then basically I had a private pass that no teacher could make me feel bad, and I could go as much as I want.
Daniel, I love the squatty potty.
You are correct. I would rather poop outside, I think, than in one of those awful porta potties. I would never shit in a porta potty.
Well, you get over that.
I barely want to pee.
You get over that too. If you got to do it, you got to do it.
No, No, I can't do that. Like when we go to the festivals, as soon as I feel the urge, oh, we got to go home.
No.
Or go to a
What I would do is that I am strategic within the porta potties. You do nothing in one that's partially full because you don't,
I don't
want
even think about cause
you don't want splash up from someone else.
Oh, that's a lot of people in there.
But sometimes I worry about the empty ones because then there's nothing to embrace that the gravity and the splash. And so you hope that you don't get blue up on your butt. No, but if you really have to go, you just have to do it. You just have to do it.
That's when you take the pants off and then you squat over it and like stand and squat over it.
I don't even like going in there to pee, much less if I had to take my pants down.
I don't mind.
There's not
peeing.
Really a lot of room in there either.
I don't mind peeing.
Now, here's something, a really awful story. A friend went in to pee at a porta potty, dropped their iPhone.
Oh. Yeah, I've heard that.
Do you go in?
No.
No, it's goodbye.
No.
This person was like, oh, hell no. Went in, got it. It was a little blue, went home and sanitized it. And I was like,
oh,
I'm not
no.
sure if I would leave a hundred, couple hundred dollar phone in it, if it was sitting,
that would take me
if
a
it
while
was,
to make a decision.
If it was right on top, like, I don't think I could go diving for it. Like, I'm not going to go elbow deep and, like, search for it. But if it's, like, right on top of, like, the toilet paper and it's, like, kind of just there, you're totally
I would have
you're
to
totally
think about that. That would be the longest decision of my life, I think.
Bonnie Lala is no.
What's taking so no. long in there?
I no. dropped my iPhone.
I dropped my iPhone in a cup of beer and it survived. Like,
Rice.
Nothing happened.
So,
no,
wait,
I didn't even
is,
do
there, is there anyone in the room?
I'm so, like, messed up over that.
I agree that this is kind of gaggy. But so far, no one in the room would go for it. Is there anyone else in the room that actually would go for it?
Turnip Head said he would. That's $600 here.
Oh, my God. Toppy Smelly. I'm recalling one of those episodes of X-Files, the weirdo that hid in the porta potties. And I'm thinking of one of those weird, I forget what show it was on, but like the guy would videotape under the porta potties and like videotape people going to the bathroom.
Favorite part of that movie I made you watch the first Halloween year, Dead Snow.
Oh,
the,
oh he's getting a Blumpkin.
The Norwegian. when at first you're like, look, the fat guy is the first one to get laid in the movie. Absolutely fucking amazing. But there's a fucking, and yeah, he's getting a blowjob while he's taking a shit. And there's a zombie in there who then, when the girl's by herself taking a dump, gets pulled into the porta potty. Yeah.
Didn't he like pull out her intestines and shit?
I think so.
that's when we were in the room and everybody goes,
And that's what, like when he was like hanging on like by his intestines off the cliff or something too.
It would be different if I was at my own house and it was like dropped on the toilet or something, but I would not. In a porta potty, ever stick my hand past that seat.
Fucking Luke. Murder by shit.
Well, Ed Chan, you
I've
have
already been baptized, so
no.
I don't know.
Farrell, your situation, which she said, I dropped a ring in the toilet after pooping when I was a little, when she was little, and my grandma used tongs to get it out. Now,
that's
I have a fear because my ring, as I'm losing weight, isn't fitting as well. And when I have like wet hands or if I'm sweaty
or your hands are just all lubed up.
Yeah, I feel that it moves and I have flung it across the bathroom before. I have fears in public restrooms that it's going to fall into the toilet. So like even if I wipe or anything like that or do something,
you should
I
take it off.
I make sure that it's like I do like.
Well, if you had the schmittens,
I know.
Would be okay.
But I
bring it full circle.
I literally have. I've sat there and thought, when would I go for the ring, and when would I just say, "Well, Bradley, I
probably wouldn't flush." So you could probably flush, and it would still be there, and it would be clean, and you could take it out.
It depends on the toilet. If you're in a public bathroom with those, yeah, there's. I don't. Why wouldn't it go? Because Bradley shits bigger than my ring. Like literally,
rude.
Literally, we've talked on the show before. When he actually goes, because he goes like once a day, it literally makes, like it. It makes marks into the porcelain.
Racetracks.
Not just racetracks. It takes like a super scrub to get him. Like it
Damn.
Like it is like making a permanent like porcelain scraps. That's how hard it comes out. And that's what we're gonna leave you with today on our episode of Foul Monkeys.
Leaving you with my poo stain.
We're actually because Luke and them aren't starting until like 8:30 something.
Oh.
Their time. 9:30.
Oh, so we could go over a little
bit. We can go over a little bit. Because okay. I don't know why they went over 30 minutes. I guess because we're awesome. And they're afraid.
And yes, Sloppy Bottom is an entirely different and yet related issue.
I've tucked my rings in my bra and purse in public restrooms. I would too.
I love mm-hmm. Turnipet said, mine is worth $800 equals fuck yeah, I'm grabbing it. It's my shit.
Not in a porta potty. It's not just your shit.
That's a community
First of all,
shit.
If a ring falls in a porta potty,
that's like if we all shit.
That's like a needle in a haystack. But if you're in a bathroom and you just pooped and it was your ring, yeah.
Well, yeah, at home, yeah. Maybe.
I did something similar, though, at my uncle's house. My glasses, my sunglasses fell off my head when I flushed, and it fell in. But it literally was causing, it almost, like, went down and got stuck. Ugh. So I had to go in and, like, unlodge it so that then the rest would go down.
We could call Porcelain Scrapes is another good title for this episode, but I think it should also be the name of our band.
Porcelain Scrapes. Foul Monkeys is going on tour. Here, the Foul Monkeys' new album,
Porcelain Scrapes.
And it's like screamo. That's all it is like Brad screaming by shitting.
Oh. So I know that we're not really wrapping up, but to wrap up, Pride 48 was great. Our show is listed as well as if you go to pride48.com and you can find actually audio of all the shows, of all the interstitials, the opening show, the pink carpet. The whole kit and caboodle. So go and take a listen. Take a risk of a live show of some show that you haven't listened before. Find some new people.
I wanted to say how amazing it was to meet Jay. Yes. And how, like, to me, that whole his whole situation was brave because you're coming to a place that you
Who?
Can only...
Blind Jay.
Oh, Blind Jay. He was one of my favorite people.
Oh, and his dog made me miss my dog so bad. And I wanted to pet it all the time, but you can't.
Well, if he had the harness off you.
I know, but every time I saw him, the harness was on.
So what I also find fascinating about him is that you feel like you always have to announce who you are. And he's like,
I know who you are.
I know who you are, Waylon, from Foul Monkeys.
Yeah.
Because he listens to all of the shows so much. He's like, no, I hear who you are. Like, I know who you are. And it's like, well, shit.
It was awesome to meet him. And he jumped off the stratosphere, which I would never fucking do.
That's amazing.
And thank you. Daniel just posted the link for our listeners who are not in the chat room. It's http://archive.pride48.com.
Go and get it.
Colon.
I didn't even listen to it.
Ed Chan is like, amazingly, all this talk about poop and no one mentioned corn.
Well, he did mention Nebraska.
Which it's is close. Ding, which has been a while. Yeah, I listened to a few things back, and I'm horrified at some of the singing.
I do know that, I was horrified when we asked Jay, pink or brown, and then we're all like...
That was Waylon.
And then it's like... I love,
like,
no,
awkward.
He had the best response, though.
He's like,
how would I know? And I was like, oh, shit, yeah.
Do you know that he used to be a chunky boy?
Really?
Yeah. But you know, I was looking back at some of his pictures. I was like, oh, wow. He's lost a lot of weight.
But speaking of that, though, the hilarious part was when he actually then lifted up his shirt so then the audience could tell us.
He's like, I don't know. What is it?
That was great.
It was awesome to meet him. And yeah, he was great. I hope we get to see him next year.
One of my other favorite stories. And I really, I was so pissed that I missed It's All About Me. I was so, so upset. And Gay My Guys because of... like me being just tired and needing to sleep in my drainage.
Dude,
and everything.
Nothing wrong with that. But you do what you got to do.
But here's what I really, really...
Game Night Guys was a lot of fun, I will say.
Yeah. This is what I... From what I heard from It's All About Me. And her name is Danielle?
Caitlin.
I was like, why am I drawing a blank on her name? Caitlin, thank you. Caitlin's story and her coming out was awesome. And I'm... very proud of her for that, and it takes a lot of courage to come out to a lot of people who aren't.
Is her name Caitlin?
Yeah, it's Caitlin.
It's okay. Caitlin.
What was Jay's friend's name?
Beth.
That was Beth. Okay. Yeah.
And
she was awesome too. She dressed really cute.
She was awesome.
Oh, she was adorable. So yeah, I just thought it was brave of her to do that to a group that she doesn't really know, and
yeah,
it just. And I mean, I was listening this morning to Rainbow Redheads, part one of the whole, these speaking.
I got to
everything.
You guys and then I got busy. So
rude. And it just is one of those things going back to it. It's an attestment to how powerful podcasting can be. Like, we do this an hour ish a week and send it out and people are inspired. It's just great. I couldn't be prouder of the Pride 48 community for what the environment that it's provided and everything else like that.
Oh yeah, Farrell and Beth are spirit animals. Are they? They were like spirit friends.
I will say though, and Farrell's in the room. Mm-hmm. She is such a little joy.
We first met her on our way to go to the Goratorium.
Yeah, because we were unable to see her her show, which I'm excited to go listen to now. But she is just a peach and was so fun talking with and then going through the Goratorium with and kind of just like, you know, we did a lot of talking to and from that.
Yeah.
Because she walked home by herself with us because she was ready for bed just like we were.
Yeah.
Because we're like, no, not staying out any later.
This is the most hilarious story ever. So we're sitting at the table and we're talking about iPhones. And she goes, oh, do you need to charge your phone? And she says, I'm only at 50%. I'm like, no, I'm fine. She goes, okay. So, and then we were talking about covers and stuff. She goes, I haven't had a cover on this. And I'm so afraid I'm going to like drop and shatter it. And then she turns around to get her phone and the phone goes, bam, right on the floor. We're all like, oh my God. She's only had it like a week.
Oh my God.
So that first week you were totally like scared.
Babying it. It is
and
baby.
She looked down and she was like, oh, thank God. But I have to go because Tony's waiting for me for dinner.
No, that's fine. And I think we're 4 minutes over anyway, so we can end the show. So yeah, so go listen to some Pride 48. You probably have all listened to our show already because it's been posted, but go listen to someone new. Mm-hmm. Either go through the list and pick out someone who was there and just go listen to one of their shows.
After you listen to Foul Monkeys.
They probably have already listened to Foul Monkeys because you know they're ravenous as soon as you put it out. But go try something that you've always heard us talk about, heard someone else talk about, or I don't know what the fuck this is. I'm going to listen to it because I guarantee you will find something joyful to add to your collection because the shows that I saw, and I did get to see a lot of them again this year, were really fun, and some new ones were really nice.
Yeah, so it's always fun. We have a great diverse group.
Right.
That's why.
So come next year.
Also, we're...
Oh, yeah, next podcast that's coming up.
The next podcast that is coming up is definitely Instant Gratification, so all of you in the room, stick around for them, because the youngins need validation, too.
They do.
Also, we do have some upcoming guests in October. Baron Frosty, who was also a first-time Pride 48er, will be live. Not live on Foul Monkeys, but will be live in the recording
live
room.
Live for us.
With us in October.
Live in the Braylon dining room.
Well, if no one's on the feed, we could do live.
Yes, that's true. And don't forget, email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com, or you can call us, Ricky, at what number?
206-984-3685, or... 863-666-0377. Use the last number because the other one we're not sure if it's working still.
And Bradley, ooh, that was kind of a burp with some vomit.
That's gross. And speaking of that, if you need Twitter to vomit to us, you could totally Twitter or Facebook us at Foul Monkeys, at Foul Monkeys for Twitter, and then Foul Monkeys or Facebook.com/Foul Monkeys. Send us a lot of shit because we need stuff to talk about, and we like.
Oh, I have your candy from Hendrick. Cool. I forgot to bring it.
Oh, perf.
So anyway, us know what you think. Send us an iTunes review. Also, give us some topics. Give us. We haven't done an Ask the Expert, so send us some Ask the Expert so we can find the perfect expert for you. If you have porn that you want, porn for the blind,
porn.
Send it in, or tell us what part of the porn that you want us to
describe.
To describe, and we'll get it out there.
We don't do poo pictures. Sorry.
No.
All right, we're out of here. We gotta go.
Hi, Blair. I love you. We're leaving the air now. This is Waylon.
This is Ricky.
And this is James LeBroy.
Bye.
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 Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Waylon Willie, James LeRoy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.